Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Friday morning. Congratulations. You made it through another week. Good job, Bria. Very nice.
Thank you.
Little car accident situation. Oh, wasn't your fault.
It's all good.
She's got it on video. She's fine. But a lot going on here today, and I just want you to know, I'm going to start with our guest list, because we got great guests. Mike Lombardi's out at 7. Mike Lombardi, Al, will tell us if the return of Tom Brady to New England is the single biggest event of this calendar year.
Those tickets are expensive.
Up to $9,000 for one seat. Is there a sports?
No, there isn't. There?
But he'll tell us about that. He's close with the Patriots. And he'll tell us about our team.
Yes.
And about whether the Eagles' schedule indicates maybe more success than this city is anticipating. But we did not enjoy. I'll be honest with you. There are moments on yesterday's show we did not enjoy. I personally did not enjoy the pessimism expressed on this show toward my football team, the Philadelphia Eagles. The poll, Jonesy. Keith Jones is here today.
Good
Jonesy,
morning.
The poll indicated that most fans feel they will finish 6-11, even though they have by far the easiest schedule. The pessimism is so bad. We felt, Rhea and I, in consulting, felt we needed to scour this area to find the most optimistic media person.
Yes.
Somebody who harbors great hope for this season and even has a joyful little kicker.
Okay.
I will not identify this guest, but you will hear him at 8, and he will make you feel better. Frankly, Rhea, as he often does.
Oh, gosh,
he's kind of like a motivational speaker.
We got to see him the other day. Right. It was like a ray of sunshine.
And then at 9 o'clock, Al, we are going where lots and lots of Philadelphia Eagles fans are going. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cool.
Our gambling authority is a man named Steve Fezzik.
Yes.
Steve is the only American who 3 years ago, before the Eagles won the Super Bowl, before the first game of that season, predicted that the Eagles would win the Super Bowl. He is brilliant, Al, but that is not why I booked him.
No?
Because I have decided that I am going to turn pro. I am going to, when I'm done at this radio gig, I'm getting tired of it.
Yep.
I am going to become a professional better.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Hearing, he'll be back here.
That would be good. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. And the first person that would nudge me in this direction is Rhea, because she understands, what am I going to do with the incredible storehouse of sports information I currently have?
Your wife doesn't want to hear it.
I'm just going to tell my wife I'm moving to Vegas for a few months. I'll come back when we have enough for a mansion.
You don't have to move to Vegas now. You can just do it from your house.
I know, but I don't think she wants me around the house calling in my bets.
It's actually a good selling point. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Al, what made me realize it's time to turn pro. Mm-hmm. I had this instinct in the latter stages of yesterday's show to get our assistant, Dan Donnelly, to look up the line for the Sixers game last night in Miami.
Yes.
And I'm going to be honest with you. At the time, I had a great piece of information, but it wasn't in the front of my mind. I didn't use it, so I did not make the bet. All right?
Yep.
But Donnelly comes in and he goes, the Sixers are favored by 1.5 points. And I went, well, the Sixers can clinch. Miami just did clinch the playoffs. They're okay.
Seeding, though, for them, maybe.
And maybe still a little seeding issue, but no, that Sixers should be able to take that game, right? Al, did you have a good feeling about that one?
I didn't. I didn't know because I didn't know if the big guy was going to play. But then when he heard he was going to play, I'm like, okay.
Did he play?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure yet. Stats don't appear to indicate
that. Still trying to figure out if he played. It says 25 minutes, but there was no evidence.
Ever hear of empty calories?
All right. So anyway, so they go out to play the Heat. There was an X factor in the game. There's one player who comes to play every night, regardless. You may recall the name. It's Jimmy Butler.
He's my favorite player.
Jimmy Butler comes to play, and especially comes to play when it's the Sixers. He's good friends with Embiid. He was here a short but highly memorable time.
Yep.
He has the heart of a warrior.
Yeah, he's got it.
He is great. I love Jimmy Butler. And I'm going to get back to him in a second. So the game starts, and you would think that maybe the chippiness of the game would get Embiid more involved mentally. Right, Rhea? It was chippy.
It was really chippy.
He was with Ariza. Yeah. They were having, you know, they have this ongoing thing going. And here was an incident that happened as broadcast on TNT.
Uh-oh, he's having words here. Having words with Embiid, it looked like. Having to restrain Trevor Ariza over there on that Miami Heat sideline. You see the words here being thrown back and forth between Joel Embiid and Trevor Ariza.
Ooh, all right. Now he'll dive deep into the game. Ladies and gentlemen, at the half, after the incident, two things happened. One is the stat sheet came out. Al, I don't think this is possible. A man who stands 7'3" had zero rebounds.
Yeah.
Same amount as me.
Let me try to explain it. Rhea was remodeling her kitchen last night, and Joel Embiid was playing a basketball game, and they tied with zero rebounds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how bad it was. What do you say about that, Joe? That's why even what? Play?
Why make the trip
why
down
make
there?
The why? Well, all right, I'll get to that in a second. Because I know why he made the trip down there. All right?
Yeah.
But anyway, a little later in the game, more chippiness, double technicals, which not only get Dwight Howard out of the game, it gets him out of tonight's game.
He's going to get suspended.
He's suspended for a game, and he gets involved with Udonis Haslam. Let's hear how that sounded.
And a foul is called on Haslam.
And now Haslam's having words with Dwight Howard. I'm loving this right now. Here we go.
Haslam pointing the finger may have made contact. He talked about his toughness before, Reggie. There is a sense of urgency to this game for both teams, although Miami has jumped in front with red-hot shooting.
All right, there is no sense of urgency
for
one of the teams. If you were, was anyone who is on right now listening to this, watching out, could you please call me? I need to talk to you in the moment because you got robbed last night. If you bet, you got double robbed.
Big time.
Because the Sixers had no interest in playing the game.
I started at
they didn't want to play.
1 o'clock with a baseball team that had very little interest, and then it carried on at night.
Well, I've been talking about baseball and basketball, Rhea. You're not getting your money's worth from either sport right now. Who is listening right now that was watching that game? I need you all right now. 295-5920. You know what it is. That wasn't it.
No.
Hold on. Let me try again.
215-5.
Go ahead, Al.
5-9-4-9-4. Not 0-6-10. 9-4-9-4.
I'm too swept up in what happened last night. I'm very upset. So anyway, Al, so that went on. Now, I want you to hear after this rout. They got routed. Don't look at the final score. They got their ass kicked. For four quarters, they just got their ass kicked. All right? Jonesy, the coach, this was a clincher. This gets you number one seed.
Important. Yeah.
It was also a game that people in this city were watching, although I can't get one of them to call right now.
Yeah.
Did no one watch?
Well, I think they
irritated.
They
had to watch.
You tune in and said, this is not going well.
Well, you got to watch it. It's the clincher.
Once they were down 20, you
Hold
knew it
on
was
a
over.
Minute. What else are you doing? What else are you doing? There's no Phillies game. They played in the daytime and put you to sleep.
Yeah.
You're probably well rested after that game.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
We're
so
going
anyway.
Over the schedule, L's and W's.
So wouldn't you think Doc would be a little flustered?
Ah.
Doc looked like he had just come out from a comedy show.
Really?
Listen to Doc Rivers after the game.
We take an ass whooping, and then we get out, literally. Like, yeah, I mean, they just beat us every way. They were better prepared. They played harder. They were more into it. You can't get it back, so you just move on.
That's coaching right there. Better prepared, more into it.
Yeah. He sounded really upset by the loss. He also is taking none of this seriously in the league.
No.
Now let's get to the comment he made that had a lot. It has convinced me out to go into pro betting. Right? And here's why. All right, I want you to understand this ahead of time. So Billy King, who right now is rehabbing from a back surgery.
Yeah.
He should be back in time for the big game.
Yep.
Billy sat us down a few weeks ago and he said, listen, let me give you a little betting tip. If your team has any extra time in South Beach, in Miami, Florida, you are probably going to lose the game. All right? And we went,
yes.
Billy, why? And he went, Party City, they love it there, and they just go wild, all right?
Yeah, that's a fact.
You need that little nugget of information as Doc explained why the team was a no-show.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think we were ready to play the game tonight. You can see it early. Everything hurt us. Their man hurt us. Their zone hurt us. Our defense hurt us. I mean, they got everything they wanted. They moved faster, ran harder, South Beach is very tough.
South Beach is very tough.
Yeah.
Al, I am going to move to Vegas. My wife will stay here and take care of the dog.
Right.
And I will only bet on visiting teams coming into Miami having extra time there to party at South Beach.
You'll win.
I believe, Al, that I will make enough money for a mansion within a year.
You realize that happened with Philadelphia when Atlantic City opened?
Oh, yeah.
People were convinced that hockey teams coming in were going to get absolutely demolished because they were all going. Remember, AC used to be like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did it happen?
It happened with Vegas their first year in the NHL.
The visiting team struggled there mightily.
Visiting team struggled coming in. And
right,
when AC first opened, it's the same thing.
That is just occurred to me. The Eagles need that win in Vegas. Don't go till like the morning of the game. Don't do it because it's too many temptations.
Yeah, there is.
All right, now listen to this stuff. So then it comes out after. Yeah. They have actual tape. They showed it on the post-game show at NBC Sports Philadelphia that Embiid tries to make peace with Ariza at halftime.
Right.
Now, I thought the fact that he'd get a single rebound was a peaceful gesture in itself.
Yes.
All right. But anyway, now Ala Al-Darnabi is there, and he's trying to analyze why they had this very unusual. You don't normally meet with the other team during a game, right, Jonesy?
No, you don't.
And Ala has explained it. You got to hear what Ala said and then what Mark Jackson said. Here's Ala.
This is right before halftime. He's maybe trying to clear the air a little bit.
Well, I think both of them are trying to hopefully put it past them. They seem to have cooler heads there, but the idea that one team used that emotion to their benefit while the 76ers were unable, it looked like they kind of were frayed from the emotion.
All right, that was Amy Fadua with him.
Yeah.
What's his name? Mark Jackson's hearing this, and he's seething.
He's boiling. He's boiling.
So he doesn't care it's Ala. He doesn't care what it is. He lets loose. Listen.
I ain't like that. Let me tell you, Ala. We can be nice on camera all we want, but I explain to myself through at halftime. You don't like it, do something about it, period. This is a playoff implication. This is game is going to dictate what happens in the thing. I'm not going to kind of be your friend now at halftime. That's basketball. Man, leave that for the birds, man. Leave that in Miami on the beach. No, I'm not coming to make amends with you. You got a problem with me. See me, period. I'm Joel Embiid. You don't like it tough. Get out of here. I explain myself to you.
See, that's Temple right there.
It's a term for it. It's called killer instinct.
Yes.
It's called feeling insulted and then retaliate.
Right.
Killer instinct,
yeah,
right,
for
Jonesy?
Sure. And you've shown, right. I think the Heat already knew that that was a weakness for the Sixers, but you've really reinforced that the way this game turned out.
Now, Embiid sometimes has it, but not always.
No.
There was a big cover story on ESPN about him and how much more mature and focused he is.
Uh-huh.
And then he went out and proved them wrong in every regard. All right? He was not that way. There was one guy who made him that way every game. One man who could stimulate all the other people on the team. And guess where he was last night, Jonesy?
On the other team?
He was on the other team. And Jimmy Butler, you may notice, was not involved in either altercation.
Yeah, yeah.
He was involved in both of them.
He was behind them both.
Because he sets the template
for
what's going on. And after the game, he could not have been more overjoyed.
I love confrontation, altercation, all of that good stuff. I feed off of it. We feed off of it. I encourage it.
And now I ask you, Al,
mm-hmm.
in the biggest mistake the Sixers have made was in not finding a way to retain that catalyst.
I have one question. Can he skate?
Oh, yeah. Al,
you're right.
Yeah. He would help the Flyers.
He would help everybody.
Those, Jonesy, those kind of guys. Bobby Clark's another.
Yeah, it is.
Those kind of guys.
Yes.
They're fairly rare, right?
They are. Yeah. They are.
Do you
let them leave?
Do you let them go somewhere else?
The fact they let them go is just remarkable.
But everything
to me.
He just said right there is why they let him go.
Yeah.
The some of the people on this team, you know, Brett Brown was here, not here. They don't like any of that.
Yes.
If you can't,
exactly.
If you can't operate in that arena with certain people, no matter how you don't want them around.
Right,
I mean, that's just how people are.
Let me reinterpret what you said. Brett Brown, Lahu Zaha, a loser. He came in to lose. He maintained the loser mentality even when they were good. True or false, Josie?
True.
Thank you. And Al, they will rue the day.
Rue.
They will rue the day.
They are ready.
They let that man leave.
Already rue the day.
I don't think he'll say it on the air.
What?
But a very prominent human being said to me today.
All right.
If the Sixers face Jimmy Butler in the second round, Jimmy Butler will prevail.
Can I take a guess who that was?
Go ahead. I don't
Prince of Darkness working overnight?
No.
I'm
sorry. He did say it.
He said it.
I was referring to Jonesy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you bet on Miami?
Of course.
I don't know.
Of course I would.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Sixers have a better team.
Well.
But the other team has a bigger heart because they got Jimmy freaking Butler.
Yeah, and home court would help the Sixers there. Only a little bit of South Beach.
Well, that's the other part, though. When the other part, Jonesy, is that when you are only great at home, when you are much tougher at home than on the road, that's saying something about you, too.
It does.
You're not tough enough, right?
Yeah, that's part of it. But
Jimmy made them tough. Jimmy should still be here.
He should.
Not that stiff Harris. Oh.
Well, he wasn't.
He was the only one who showed up.
I understand, but he's just ordinary. Jimmy is special. Now, he's also a pain in the ass.
Well, that's why.
But you know what, Al? Sometimes that's what it takes.
I would have hoped that Embiid would have been able to get to turn into more of a Butler, and it looked like he was.
So on and off.
Well, I think
he's got it. He doesn't keep it.
I'm hoping that he just shouldn't have even been playing. That they were stupid for putting him in that game.
Well,
that was just dumb. If he was going to be that way and not be able to perform, and you only have him back to back, what the hell is he doing in that game when you're on the road? That's stupid.
25 minutes, 6 points. 2 rebounds.
I'm not sure he did play, Al.
Zero in the first half.
Dennis was watching this. Let's see if he feels he got his money's worth. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Angela?
What'd you think, Dennis? Did you enjoy that contest last night?
I'd say about 1 minute of it.
All right, Dennis, it's a sports event. Last year at this time, we had nothing to watch. There was no sports. I almost would prefer that to what I saw last night. It was awful.
I even told the wife, I'm putting my glasses on. This is an important game. You know,
nice.
I sat on my nice leather couch, sat back. I'd much have been rather watching Hulu with her. It was terrible.
All right, hold on, Dennis. I did not realize it was that serious. You put your glasses on?
I put them on.
Wow. Were you getting mad when you were watching this? And you're going, oh, my God, Embiid doesn't have one rebound the whole game. He's 7'3".
I wasn't so much as worried about Embiid as I am Ben Simmons. I called a couple months back and I said, you know what, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to think, you know, he's going to change his game and things are going to be good. But you seen what they did last night. They just stepped off him. He didn't do anything. He didn't shoot. He didn't do nothing.
You know why? I'm going to tell you why, Dennis. He doesn't have what Jimmy Butler has. He doesn't have intestinal fortitude. He's blasé. He's skating through life. He's got the West Coast mentality. I don't like it. That doesn't win. That guy is not going to help the mentality of that basketball team. And you, my friend, this is exactly the kind of caller I needed today, Dennis. So you're angry today. You didn't bet on it, though, right?
I wish I did, and I wish I would have took Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Dennis, next time a team is in Miami with a little bit of a stayover, pick Miami to win. They party big in South Beach.
I will do. You guys
girls,
enjoy your day.
Thank you very much. A lot of girls out dancing around on the streets, scantily clad. It's warm out there.
Well, yeah.
A lot of distractions.
Florida's been open like we're going to be open.
Josie, I got to get Josie. Josie got to tell us the story, right, Josie?
Yeah, it's a great story.
Josie's got a great story. Which city was that in?
LA
is another one you got to watch out for, Al. It's a lot of fun.
Well, there's a lot to do. A
lot of distractions.
Well, in hockey, used to be the only warm city, and boy, it was parties.
All right, I got one other thing before we go to break here that I want to roll out. George and Mike, you guys are up next. Here's what I want to roll out. I came in today, Al, and I was a little disappointed when I came through the lobby here because I was excited yesterday to hear the proclamation that no longer, if you are vaccinated, do you need to wear masks in or outdoors.
Right.
So I didn't wear it.
Okay.
The first time I came in nude in 14 months, and the two girls in the lobby were wearing it.
Yeah.
And I felt I needed to inform them it was no longer necessary.
I don't know the rules in Philadelphia.
No, that there's no longer a health commissioner. I think you can do whatever you want. I'm getting to that soon. Don't worry about that. Anyway, who out there? Is there anyone out there listening right now that plans to continue using the mask, even though now you have been cleared, as long as you got the vaccine, to not wear it?
Me.
Because Jonesy doesn't have it today. Jonesy, I forgot how handsome
I
you
am
were.
A good-looking
My
guy.
My God, you
I
are.
I must admit it.
Man, you and Al, even Al looks better. Right?
No.
I'm better with the mask, but I don't want to wear it. And Rhea, you always look good.
I'll wear it in stores.
Sure, wear it in stores.
I didn't get sick all winter. I never got the flu, never got a cold.
Oh, you're going to do it for other maladies.
Yeah. It's the first time in years I never got sick.
You know what? I'm going to do it with my grandkids.
Well, yeah, they are Petri dishes.
Those two kids
yes.
are mucus machines.
The first couple years Clark went to pre-K, I was sick all the time.
That little Dash is 10 months,
yeah,
but he's got enough mucus for 5 years.
Yes. That's good. Build up the immunities now.
Yeah, I won't.
Not yours.
They are.
215-592-9494. Who is going to keep wearing a mask? I need to hear why you're doing that, because maybe I should too. I got to hear your thoughts. 215-592-9494.
Yes.
We got some baseball coming up. WIP Sports Time 622.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.